Don't do nothing weird, twin. Oh, and you immediately did something weird. Great. Your head is looking especially yellow right now. All right, I'm finna come help. Wiggle your toes if you like your tattoo. You can see him on camera. That's why I did that. I'm like, oh, that's great. Unfortunately, for copywriting and for personal reasons, we cannot show you this tattoo until it is completely finished.
Yup, that's sounds right.
Sounds right.
Sounds about right. All right, move.
Oh my goodness. Why do I have this young ass shirt on? Michelle Elise with the perfect technique and mask use, where you only cover the bottom lip, so that way you can still see the pearly whites.
That's funny. See, my shoulder hurt right now. No, the partner still owes me a dollar. I ain't gonna see that dollar,
huh? That's okay. He has literally got $100 coming to him for climbing up a rock wall.
Oh, she got $100, man. Look, hold up, dog. Let me catch a dog real quick. Find out.
He loaned
you
$1.
He loaned
me.
He got a deal with me.
Yes, working.
Loan me $1.
But look, if you give me $1 now, when you turn 18, I give $2.
That is messed up.
An investment.
That is messed up.
$18. It's the dollar that you actually owe me. You know what happened to people that owe me dollars? I take
pinky toes.
Star of the show.
Alright, twin. So what is the weirdest place you have ever tattooed a guy?
I don't even do it. I don't even go there. They be 1 inch.
What have you been asked?
Oh, man. People be wanting me like to do whole portraits on their dick.
On their dick? How?
I don't know.
What do you like did they think it through, like how it would be like physically possible?
They wanted a portrait, or they wanted like, yeah, they wanted like words on their dick. One guy wanted like a galaxy on his dick.
Well,
what
you know, the Milky Way.
I'm disgusted.
All right, before you walk off, what about a female?
I tattooed like a butthole before.
What did you tattoo?
Ugh. She wanted a peacock going like across her whole butt, and I was like, okay, cool. And she's like, no, I want it to be seamless.
Oh wow.
Like a seamless. Yeah, that was upsetting.
Yeah, so when I spread it, they can see the plume.
The peacock is still in there.
They want to make sure it plumes when I spread it open.
I don't like that word. The word plume does not sound good.
Oh, I thought you were talking about spread it open. That kind of threw me a little bit. All right. So with that 5'9 frame, you still have no coordination in them legs, huh?
No, I stepped on my
questions.
Yes, sir.
What is the weirdest tattoo you've ever done on a guy?
Does it have to be a permanent tattoo?
Yes, or the weirdest place.
Okay, so not permanent. No, I did a henna tattoo. I did a skeeter on a guy's peter one time.
That is
He was really adamant about it. It was henna, so semi-permanent, but not actually permanent. Let's see.
He said it like that. It rhymed and everything when he said it.
He said, "Will you please do a skeeter on my Peter?" And I did. And I did it in like a tent and like a erected shanty. In the middle of a fairground somewhere. It was a little weird. I was actually going through some things in my life. So I was out at this fairground in Canton, Texas. It's the biggest trade grounds in the world, first Monday. And I was partying with these people. As a matter of fact, it was really late at night and I was just bored as hell in my little shanty tent that I had erected.
Mm-hmm.
So I started wandering.
It's hilarious that you use erected during this.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for that.
No problem. I followed the sound of the music and the lights to people who were partying, and I found all these drunk people. And I got this girl up on a table, and I actually henned her whole body from head to toe. She got naked, and I henned all of her from head to toe. And that was kind of weird because I didn't know any of these people at all. But they knew I was the body artist at the fairground, so they're hey, you know, da 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 da. And then.
I think I might have hinted a couple women from head to toe as well, Miss Megan.
I did these really cool little flowers around her tatas that were quite nice. I thought I did a great job. I wish I would have thought to take pictures of the stuff that I did on that chick because I had some really cool stuff. But then she's like, "Oh, everybody can henna me," and I had these little henna things. So all the guys started coming
they made
in
that
and
real
hennaing
sexual,
like
real
dicks
fast.
And stuff all over this chick. And it ended up not being as cute as it was. And she was drunk, so she was smearing the stuff. And the next day it ended up looking like shit, and she was orange like a Oompa Loompa. It was something. It only lasted a few weeks, right?
Yeah. Sometimes a couple months, depending how you watch that. Yeah, sometimes a couple months.
She was out giving a gentleman fellatio in the parking lot before that, so I don't think she minded that much.
Was it the guy with the henna? I imagine that didn't taste good.
It was not. It was his friend. It was actually a guy who was... It was a married guy.
Where do you be at? I need to come with you. Where are you at?
It was in Canton, Texas. I was on the fairgrounds doing body art. Not actually a really cool one.
All right,
that was on me.
All right, I have one final question, and this is, I just have to understand this.
Okay.
When you're tattooing a guy's member, does it have to be soft the entire time?
So, some guys are pigs, and they just can't control it. But some guys can. That guy specifically, he was soft. I just picked it up and... I would think.
I'm a little bit too ticklish for that.
He was a grower, not a shower.
I don't even want to know nothing else, Miss Megan. We got to make sure this could get monetized on. So, or YouTube. You see what I'm saying?
So the did on a guy was. No, I don't think I've done anything really that I would consider too strange.
Nothing too strange on a guy.
No, I don't think so.
Any women?
I definitely tattooed a girl's butt, from one side of her butt down into the butt cheek to the other side of her butt.
Oh, wow.
And it was big letters that said, "Bite me," with little red hearts all around it. She swears to God still to this day that gets her so much love.
I mean, this is my thing. Is it the tattoo or is it what it's attached to?
It's definitely what it's attached to.
Yeah, because...
I mean, but maybe it's a tattoo. You don't know. I'm a great artist.
I like that, Miss Meg.
Did that price just go up?
And what time are you trying?
God.
Okay. All right. We'll look at the reference and get you a quote.
Yep,
because
the time is glitching. Literally.
Brighton does, you know, in the address to get in there. Crossroads Links.
Bro.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Oh, bro, I wish.
How's it going?
You gotta stop taking calls and working out at the same time. That shit looks horrifying.
I know. That was so nice.
Right, and then really in the background, it's you lifting weights. This is scary as hell. Don't do that no more.
I keep it.
But I do have a cool shot of you lifting weights on the phone with your IG in the background. Is going to be in the intro. Oh, that's nice. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, that little kiss is so cute.
All right, so in your opinion, what was the easiest and what was the most difficult part about this tattoo so far?
Easiest, probably the most upper half of my thigh. Mm-hmm. Hardest, by this bone.
By the bone?
Sure.
You are staying a lot more still than somebody who's getting their hip bone jabbed at about 1,000 RPM right now. That's the part that's pretty dope, is you're staying fairly still.
Yeah, you know, can't get it too much.
Any emotional meaning for this tattoo, or is it more of a design idea?
Well, I have Angel right here on the other side.
I can't get that on video, yeah, you guys, because of the area. I do apologize. It took everything in my power not to pan. I was for the pan. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't pan. You're good.
I like the artwork itself, the concept behind the artwork, but wanted to make it more ethnic because you see a lot of white shrubs or cherubs. I don't even know how to.
Mm-hmm.
And so the concept is really cute. The story behind the artwork is actually the angel. He's an angel and she's a butterfly, and he kind of gives her that kiss. And then later on, they transcend to be angels together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's actually really cute.
That's what people say when they say have meaning for your tattoo, you guys. Don't just get 309 killer on your knuckles, please.
On the side of your screen.
Based on your other tattoos, how do you feel Nichelle is in a sense of like smoothness and like hand weight? You think she heavy-handed, light-handed?
Light-handed.
Okay.
Personally.
Heavy-handed tattoos are difficult, except for certain spots. It's kind of soothing in certain spots. Like, when they really just kind of, because it almost kind of numbs it up for you. Like, right. they applying that pressure, but a lot of the spots, it just hurts a lot.
Like, no.
I got my twin in her natural habitat. See, the thing is, I'm not gonna be able to let her watch me edit these, because any point where she doesn't look 1,000% dime piece, she's gonna make me take it out, and we can't do that.
I know.
I'm just gonna have to drop the episode. You're just gonna have to be all right with it. You're just gonna have to assume you look good. You're gonna have to trust my professional photography. It's funny, there's like a space in the top right corner. I'm gonna have like a little graphic that says there's a reason that you can't see this right now. So you're kind of on the shading aspect of it now. If people can see your face, the grimace is pretty hilarious. What are you at right now?
Skin is very tender. I will put it at still at 8.5 to a 9.
About 8.5 to a 9.
Damn!
Not you a day. Trooper, surely. Is it mostly bone, or is it like the tissue areas?
Bone, but my skin is so tender, so it's like the irritation from that more than the areas itself, if that makes sense.
She must be adding those deep whites right now and those layers in it. Let me see what she over here doing.
I'm doing this like cool little thing to make it pop off her skin more.
Mm.
Like a higher contrast. Okay, it's like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it at first, but now I definitely am happy after it.
I've been learning so much about like actual art.
Yeah.
Messing with twin. Like she's really, she knows how to explain it in a way, but I'm like, oh, okay, write that down. You on the last leg now.
Yeah, she got like 1 minute left.
It's kind of hilarious that a professional tattoo artist has "I will disappoint you" every fucking time on her shirt.
I know. We talked about this shirt.
Don't disappoint anyone ever.
I know.
Involved
or invalid? valid.
That is the shading phase.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Try to hide it with a mask. It is impossible. You can see it in the eyelash.
In the eyelash, yeah.
Josh.
Have you ever seen a more beautiful back?
Thank you.
Well, since you're over here complimenting my girl, they were just talking about how sexy and deep your voice was.
Hey, that's years of practice.
Right. ATM.
What's good with it, Elijah?
I think you should hold the snake.
Which one? The big and scary one or the bigger and scarier one?
Princess is the biggest and she's not even scary.
The yellow one.
Oh, you want to see Miggy. You want to see your snake.
Yo, you want me to? You want me to have a heart attack? Is what it sounds like. There's two live snakes here and a tarantula as well.
There's three live snakes here and a tarantula as well.
Yeah, this one right here.
Oh,
you're
right. You take two steps forward, honey.
Mm-hmm. And loosen your arms.
Guys, I'll join the game back. I want to show you something.
Fits great. It's good. Yeah. Shirley Lee's another Slade tattoo. She always get the most gangster faces too. That'd be the funniest thing. Meanwhile, Miss Megan over here finna get ready to put some work in.
Yes.
What you tatting with, Miss Megan?
7-round cartridge. Liner.
How you feeling on the pain level?
Good.
1 to 10.
It's all good. Like a 4.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Four's nice.
4's yeah. Not bad at all.
It was
actually
definitely more intense at the beginning.
Oh, girl was like, this is an 8. This is a fucking 8 right now.
Hilarious.
Well, she didn't make a peep, so.
She didn't make a sound.
And you're mad at her. Shit.
I kind of have a little bit of moaning going on every now and then, but it's good.
My older sister, when I tattoo her, she goes, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'll get around to that in a little bit. Some spots are worse than others.
I do that. I'm more of a like a, yep, I feel it. Mm-hmm.
Feel that one. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a like tune out and, you know, silently cry.
Y'all doing color and shading?
We are doing some shade work in it.
Shade, no color in this one.
Okay.
Baby, I just put some lemon in my tea. Never give attention to a creep. Try my life, it isn't for the weak. Baby, I just put my lemon in my tea. Never give attention to a creep. Try my life, it isn't for the weak. Baby, Try my life, it isn't for the weak. Me and money playing hide and seek. I've been smoking, riding to the beat. 45 riding in a seat. Now the bitch is getting on her knees. I like when niggas bow to me. Pussy water, he won't get to see. He say he a dog, but he a flea. He say I'm a queen and I agree. He say yeah, I'm a queen and I agree. Got these bitches shady like a tree. You can find shells by the sea. I got bitches singing like it's glee. All these bitches really is my sons. I might have to put them across my knee. Meditate and channel in my chi. Been a war, but I can show fatigue. Stay away from jealousy and greed. Hey, hey.
This line is around the corner. This is take off that what and I'm gonna redo it because I didn't do what, yeah, because I do it a certain way. I had to, you know, I had to do my what's the name, you see what I'm saying? All right, what. Book a flight if she arching it right. Me and Shells come like Pippin and Mike. Skipping Shannon, undisputed the type. Rich Gannon when he throwing the rice.
I think I might have got it.
In the dark.
Beats. Book a flight if she arching it right. Me and Shells come like that was it. That was it.
Didn't I be giving them fists? Fuck. I got it. Yeah. Shortcut and I'm in love with the risk. Say he love me and I'm loving his chips. So I struggle. One more time. All right. Shortcut and I'm in love with the risk. Say he love me and I'm loving his chips. So I'm dressing, I be giving him fits. Leave him stressing, have him cutting his wrist.
God damn.
This wall is so soft.
I like that one.
Like it?
Yep. Leave that man wall alone.
I am a sensory bitch. Swear I'm dressing, I be giving him fits.
I like it.
Shortcut and I'm in love with the risk. Say he love me and I'm loving his chips. Swear I'm dressed and I be giving him fists. Leave him stressed out, cutting his wrist.
I actually like that for the double.
Like it for the double.
Yeah.
Are you making a video?
Yeah.
I want some more Brussels sprouts.
I want some more Casamigos.
I know, sure.
I didn't bust that up. Top,
wait, my
yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Cameraman need that.
So I'm dressing, I be giving him fits, cutting his wrists. Thank you. Yeah, hold on. I gotta do ad libs over his shit real quick, too. I wanna.